I've just now dictating a 6-minute walk test on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 12/5/24, Mr. Terrell performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room saturation was 94%, period. Patient walked 158 meters in 6 minutes and saturation was as low as 80%, period. Patient did pause at 2 minutes and 25 seconds due to dyspnea and O2 saturation was 76%. Period. He was given 2 liters of nasal oxygen, improved his O2 sat to 92%, and resumed his walk on 2 liters of oxygen, period. At the end of the study, his saturation was 92%, and he had walked 158 meters, period, in a paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Rideway, R-E-I-D-W-A-Y. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 12/5/24, Mr. Rideway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the voiceletter capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 12/7/23. There's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression that minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Harriet Brown. This goes to Brunswick Family Medicine. On 12/5/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was severely impaired and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was a minimal response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/31/24, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T. This goes to Dr. Cortina. On 12/5/24, Mr. Gilbert performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 9/3/24. There's been no change, period, in paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 12/5/24, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates without significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/27/24, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gloria Berman. This goes to Goshen Medical on 12/5/24. Mrs. Berman performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, period, the ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/25/24, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression, period. Thank you.